assistant coach of the UVA Golden Bears men's hockey team, is also the campus director at Vimy Hockey. Ryan Marsh joins us. Ryan, welcome back to the show. How are you doing?
Good, Jason. How are you doing today?
I'm good. How involved were you in recruiting?
With the Bears?
Yeah.
Well, I try to be involved as much as I can. I as you mentioned, I wear two hats, so I'm a busy guy, but I certainly have I work closely with both Ian Herbers and Stan Marple, our GM with the Bears, and you know currently we're watching things very closely as Major Junior unwinds here and gets to their playoffs.
Is there any restrictions on when you can sign guys by? Like when is, or could it be any time when you can get guys to commit to your program?
Yeah, it can be any time throughout the summer. The issue is making sure that we get them enrolled in school. So there's some deadlines with school.
Okay.
You know, there was a spring deadline here, so we like to talk to the players at some point during the year and let them know that if they have some interest, it's a good backup plan to make sure that you're enrolled, and then from there we can discuss further as we get closer to the end of the year or through the summer what their plans are, but to have some options open as far as school goes.
Okay. At Vimy Hockey, what's new as far as the hockey academies? You guys bringing anything new next year?
You know, we're staying pretty much status quo. We're a skills academy, so currently we're, we're working, focusing on skills, the hockey skills. There's not teams of that sort right now. We're like prep teams. Most of the students are playing on their own club teams, but they're coming to Vimy to get great academics and to work on their skills from a hockey perspective and work with some great coaches from that perspective. So those are going to stay the same going into next year.
What are some of the skills you work on as far as skill development? Because I don't think there's enough time in practice anymore. There's too much on system. That's my own opinion. But the focus on skill development, Ryan, how are you doing it?
Well, you nailed it. You hit her in the head there with regards to that. Is that sometimes with the team in minor hockey, you don't get a chance to work on a lot of individual skills. So we're really focused on that at Vimy Ridge as far as, working on their skating as one obviously real big one. The shooting, the passing, the puck control, teaching different parts of the game that way. We also do a term where we are part of a term during the school year on checking, especially with our older students now. You get into Bantam hockey now from Pee Wee and you're hitting now. So we do a lot of that, and we try to get into, at times small group stuff where we're, doing a lot of individual stuff. And then there's times where we want to get into more of a full ice skill session, but a lot of individual work with small groups.
That individual work in small group, I had George Kingston on the show and he had so many great ideas as far as, for him, he loves just the battle drills, one-on-one in a small area. It teaches so much. You work on balance, you work on skills, you work on holding puck in tight areas, because really that's what the game's all about when you expand it.
Well, it's a great point. It is. And to compete is such a big thing in today's game. You can have obviously all the skill and the size, but if you don't compete, you become you're not an overly effective player. I just had a parent talk about they're worried their son or daughter is a little bit small, and I said if they're quick and they compete, speed and quickness as well as that compete factor, sometimes it doesn't matter how small you are. You can get to that next level. And you're now starting to see that even not only at the junior and college levels, but you see it in the pro ranks as well.
And what's interesting about the size, to be worried about it at 12 or 13, you don't know how kids are going to grow either, really.
No, you don't. Sometimes it takes time. So there's lots of late developers. And if you stay with it and continue to work on your game and work on your skills, eventually that size and then strength also sometimes comes late. Will come, and you end up with a pretty good player down the road.
Ryan Marsh joins us. The skill development side of things, having been a guy who's played and now you coach it at that level, how do you ensure that this whatever skill development you're working on, that's going to incorporate into what's become such a system-heavy game?
Yeah, it's another good question, because you work on the skill part of it, but you also want to teach different parts of the game. And we have a unit at Vimy Ridge we refer to as purposeful movement. So you're moving on the ice with a purpose. and we teach them, you know, different ways or different places to get on the ice that, you know, can make yourself very effective from an offensive standpoint and a defensive standpoint. And that's, so we want to take some of the individual skills now and transfer it into that purposeful movement unit, so they know why they're getting to that part of the ice, or you know, then you can add in the timing part of it. There's a time and place to get to this area, and so on and so forth. So those are some areas that we try to cover. And again, we're not getting a chance to necessarily to coach them on their team, but we are getting a chance to really hit that individual skill, and then, you know, teach them different parts of the game from, like you said, a system standpoint.
Ryan Marsh joins us, assistant coach of the Bears, also a director at Vimy Hockey Academy. You got any openings for kids?
We do. We actually had some right now where the school has given us some spots here at grade 7. So we have some more room at grade 7, and we're looking to fill those spots. There's an open house actually tonight that we're having just for grade 7 students at Vimy Ridge from 6:30 to 8:30. And, you know, we're really focusing on, not only, we talked a lot about the skill development, the hockey side, what we're really trying to push too is the academics. Vimy Ridge is an excellent academic school. It's in the Edmonton Public School System. And, you know, we have students from all sorts of different sports that go to Vimy, not only hockey players, but soccer, lacrosse, and there's elite athletes. There's a big dance program. And so classes are structured around that. We have a little bit more time in class to not only get the lesson in an academic class, but have a chance to maybe do a little bit of homework in class, knowing that these students are really busy after schools with their practices and their training. And so that's one of the advantages we have from an academic standpoint. It's great teachers that make great connection, but, you know, an opportunity to get a lot of, especially at junior high, you know, the grade 7, 8, and 9 level, where you're just starting to get homework. Well, you can get a lot of that done in class, and then, you know, have your evening free to really focus on whatever activity you may be doing.
Ryan, always good to catch up with you. I appreciate your time.
Thanks for having me, Jason.